All week long, we've been inundated with DMs from our listeners. And not just the usual ones asking us to send them weird pics. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wondering if we've seen Elise Myers' video on TikTok where she shared a story about the worst first date that she's ever been on.
Oh, yes. I did see this.
Oh my God, so many people have sent it to me.
So yeah. Funny, dude.
Now, I love that they think of us as soon as they see
it.
Totally.
Good. We're like the bad dating show.
Yeah. On this show, we've heard about a ton of really bad first dates.
Yeah.
And so I think I was in the same boat as you guys when I first heard people saying, like, oh, Jeff, this girl had such a bad date. You got to see. I was like, Yeah. I mean, how bad could it be?
Not impressed.
Her story, it made me laugh out loud. I was dying laughing watching her video.
I was same. Last time that I checked it, it had 45,000 comments.
Dang.
2.5 million likes. And has been viewed over 17 million times.
Whoa. I mean, we have how many bad dates
right?
a day on this show, and we're not getting that type of, like, shares.
Well, that's a lot of clout.
Yeah, so we're going to play the audio of this.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's pretty amazing.
Nice.
And so for the first clip, this is how Elise's worst date ever starts.
This man messages me out of the blue, and he goes, I like your face. Let's go get some food. I love food. Are you my soulmate? He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together. Why did we not just meet there? I have no idea. I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not. He gets in, starts giving me turn-by-turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse and I still would have been like, left at this stop sign? Okay.
Oh my God. I've so been there too, like in retrospect, like why did I agree to that?
I'm glad that she owns up to it.
Yeah,
like she's like, why did I do this?
Totally.
But then the date does take kind of a weird turn once she realizes their destination.
We end up at a Taco Bell, which is fine. I'm like, dine in or drive through? And he's like, drive through. I'm like, great, he has a plan. We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos, thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I buy the 100 tacos and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay, this is happening. I'm committed to this now. It's happening.
Oh my God.
I can't believe she did it.
Actually
paid.
Here's the thing. You get so far into a date, like you're just like, well, let's just finish it out. Let's see it to the end.
If you're wondering, by the way, what 100 hard shell tacos cost, Elise paid $149.07.
Oh, I thought they were cheaper than that.
She says it took the Taco Bell staff 15 minutes to make all the tacos for them.
That sucked for them, too. I didn't think of that.
To her, it felt like an eternity because her date was talking about his ex-girlfriend the entire time they were waiting. You're probably thinking, okay, the worst part's over. Mm-hmm. I've had to pay for this. At least I get to eat a bunch of tacos. She doesn't realize
that's true.
It's about to get even weirder.
Uh-oh.
We get to his house. We walk in. His dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad. It's fine. The hoops I am teleporting through to convince myself that this decision that I have made is okay is just wild. Walk past his dad into the kitchen. He just starts emptying the boxes of tacos, just releasing them onto the table. Puts two chairs at the table, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, let's feast!
God. Alexis, you're 24 and single and on the dating apps. Like, if you found yourself in this situation, what are you thinking? What are you going
to
do?
Why did she go in the house?
Dude, you can't say no to anything. Are you joking?
I know.
I would gone.
But I'd probably go in.
Alexis has ended up in situations with three different guys all at the same time because she doesn't know who to say no to.
I guess I'd probably eat the tacos in the house. And I don't know. I don't even know how it can get better.
So, I mean, it seems like it can't get any worse than this. How does the nightmare first date end?
I am just calmly unwrapping my taco and taking a bite of it. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing. It's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, grabs a taco. There's 100 of them. We have so many to spare. He's eating over us, just like standing. Doesn't sit. Stands right next to the table. Crunches, mouthful. He just looks at me and he goes, do you want to see my studio? And I was like, I have never wanted to see anything less in my entire life. It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over, or else I was going to be killed, 100%. I am now just, like, collecting the tacos because I paid for them. I walk out with boxes of tacos in my purse. I look back and I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
Oh my God, why do I love this story just over and over again? It's so good. It's so relatable.
Is it petty that she took the tacos with her?
I'm like, proud of her. I didn't think she'd do that.
That was the smartest decision she made for herself.
That was a good time to leave. Because if you have a weird dad trying to show you a studio, who knows what else?
And
is
a
like.
Studio of what?
It could be music. It could be an art studio.
It's any of those things.
Okay. Yeah, no. You don't think he was an artist?
I don't.
I think she should have gone down the rabbit hole.
Really?
Oh. See what's in the studio?
I mean, she's already in the apartment.
Dude.
You know it's like creepy miniature figures or
totally.
Like,
I guess we'll never know because Elise was too scared, bailed on the day. Good job, Elise.
Dolls made out of human skin or something. Yeah.
So if I end up in this situation, you want me to go all the way, Jeff?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need to talk about it on the show. Yeah.
Both of you would never survive as females. I'm just going to say, you would have been killed off in the opening scene. Yeah.
But we'd have 100 tacos apiece, so... I think
all
we win.
High five.
By the way, if you ever find yourself in that situation, you can always email us too.
Yes.
This is perfect for a second date update.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know if she wants another date with that guy. I was going to say battle of the Tinder dates.
No, I meant for the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's probably wondering.
I don't know why she's not calling me.
It could have been a match. Phone taps coming up next.